already for Dr. D. So you can do that at 419-240-1055. 729, cloudy today at the Q. Chance of scattered showers and possible thunderstorms with a high near 75. So basically, it's a repeat of yesterday. So that's what we're dealing with, people. 66 right now at the cumulus compound. Tomorrow, we're going to have some sun. Same for Thursday, Friday. It's going to be a really nice week. You know, unseasonably warm, which is
but
is
sunny.
Good.
That's cool.
All right, the Emmys. All-time rating low.
Shocking.
What do you think that is? 69th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards last night. Stephen Colbert hosted. It was a funny bit. They hauled out Sean Spicer on stage.
That was very surprising. I was stunned by
Did
it.
Did you see some of the reactions of some of the people in the crowd?
Yeah.
Who totally despised that man and his old boss like nobody's business?
They were shocked.
Like, huh. I know. From what I read, he was the star at all the after parties. People were taking selfies with him, all that, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, and the bit that they brought him out for was when he lied about the picture of the inauguration. Remember that? It was a huge deal that Trump said it's the biggest,
right?
Whatever,
yeah.
Bigger than Obama's, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
And he kept, you know, lying. And he comes out, and his bit was the largest audience to witness an Emmys period, both in person and around the world. Well, it turns out now, the preliminary numbers, that it's worse than last year's number. Ratings, which was an all-time low, and that was when Jimmy Kimmel and they bashed Trump the whole time.
Now, why do you think that is?
I don't know why. Well, I honestly, I don't know if it has anything to do with the president. I don't think it does. I mean, Sunday Night Football, that was a good game. All right, you had the Packers and the Falcons, so there was a lot of interest in that. So that was number one. Number two was actually Fox. They had the Cowboys and Broncos game that spilled over 90 minutes into primetime because they had that delay. And then the Orville, which looks like a funny show, Seth MacFarlane sci-fi thing. That was second. And third was the Emmys.
Well, maybe it's because nobody watches, you know, broadcast TV anymore. And because all the Emmys went to places that weren't broadcast television.
Yeah.
They went to Netflix and everything else.
Well, the majority of people the majority of people do watch broadcast TV, but overwhelmingly the winners are shows on Hulu, Netflix, HBO, which most people don't watch.
Oh, so that's why they didn't watch.
That's why I think, and I think it's been going that way for a while. I tuned in because I wanted to see how many and who is going to win for This Is Us. But 90% of the shows, I can't tell you who's on them, whatever. I mean, they're good shows. I grant it. A lot of people probably watch them. But the majority of people still watch network shows. When you see the ratings every week, it's always the network shows, with the exception of what? Game of Thrones.
Right. Yeah.
Game of Thrones on HBO is always right up there.
Yeah.
But they even made a joke in the opening of the Emmys about it. Oh, we're going to get rid of HBO. Well, after Game of Thrones, we will. Because everybody watches that.
Yeah. I know. I'm seriously thinking about subscribing to HBO or talking Dan into it. Because there's like three series on there I want to see.
Ooh, okay.
All right, we need somebody to watch Game of Thrones for the show, so I second that.
Do you?
That. Yes.
Oh, that'll help. Okay.
By the way,
during
the broadcast, Trump did not tweet a peep during the Emmys. He did tweet the next morning, but he never said anything about the Emmys.
It was funny seeing Melissa McCarthy's reaction to Sean Spicer.
That was funny.
That was great. Seeing her face, like, she looked genuinely stunned. I wonder if they spoke afterwards. That's what I wanted to see, if they spoke to one another.
See, I don't think it's politics while the ratings are down. I think it's because all the shows, people, they're not interested because they don't watch them. And why do you want to see somebody win if your show's not up for it? I mean, that's the only reason you tune in, and the majority of people still watch network shows.
Well, it's like What's-His-Name said at the very beginning, that they're there just to award themselves. They give themselves awards, and that's
The other controversy was the In Memoriam segment, leaving out some big stars. They paid tribute to 42 stars who died over the last year. Of course, Mary Tyler Moore, Jerry Lewis, Debbie Reynolds, Carrie Fisher, Martin Landau, Bill Paxton, John Hurt. But they left out people like Aaron Moran from Happy Days. They left out Joni.
Hmm.
They left out Al Jarreau, who was nominated for an Emmy in 85 for his lyrics to Moonlighting. They left off comedian Dick Gregory, actor Harry Dean Stanton, who just died. Wasn't he the Repo Man? He just died. I don't know if they could put him in that quick.
Yeah, maybe that was the time.
Probably couldn't do it so quick. But Richard Anderson, the $6 million man, was not in memoriam. Mark LaMora, who starred for 25 years in All My Children.
Yeah, he just passed, though.
Charlie Murphy.
Okay,
no. David Letterman's mom, Dorothy, who was all over his show. And then...
That would have been funny.
Here's somebody they did, and it made people crazy on the internet. Perv Roger Ailes from Fox News with all the sexual harassment thing, and he had to quit in shame, stepping down from that scandal, and then he died right after that. They had him in the in memoriam.
That's not...
No, and people were ticked off because Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher were in the same segment with Ailes. And so people were, hey, hashtag Emmys, please don't put Roger Ailes on the same list as Gwen Ifill. Ever. Hashtag not buying it. Another one, more than 20 women said Roger Ailes sexually harassed him. And then he was honored in the hashtag Emmys in memoriam segment. Television Academy did not respond to comments. People saying, why would you even put him in there? Well, there might be a special like news place where like news people, but yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so there you go. All right, we have Joe with a comment. Hello, Joe, you're on the queue. What's your comment?
Joe, you know, I was just calling to tell you, Denny, that you got to be crazy if you don't think politics were involved in that. Because I watched it for like 2 minutes. They started talking about Trump and bashing him, and I boycotted it.
So as soon as you're... Well, no, I think for a lot of people, they're like you, Joe. They don't want to hear that crap. They just want to see if their favorite show wins. So, yeah, I think that affected it. But I think a bigger effect is the fact that there's too many shows that are on Broadcast Network and not enough people have interest to see if they win because they don't watch them.
Well, I was flipping back and forth between that and football. And, you know, for a while, you know, I was watching it. And then as soon as they start that, I was done.
Right. Yeah. It's a turnoff.
No, I'm with you on that. It's a huge turnoff. I'm with you. All right, Joe, thanks for the call. Appreciate you, buddy. All right, Melanie, in the contest, she something or bugs her that her significant other does. What you got for me, Melanie?
All right, well, this is kind of involves us in the bedroom, and it's when he goes downtown. Sometimes he stays down too long. Like, after 30 minutes, I wish he would just come up for air sometimes so I can go to bed.
Do you ever tap him on the top of the head and say, that's good?
Well, yeah, kind really, of, Paul? And he's really good at it, and I don't want to hurt his feelings by telling him, you know, it's okay to stop now.
All right.
And he's got a bald head, so, you know, I smack him on the back of his head. He kind of likes it.
So he thinks you're playing with him.
Yes, I guess.
Wow. Okay. So you don't like it when he spends so much time downtown.
Downtown.
All right, Melanie.
Is
we'll,
that a bad problem to have, Tricia?
Maybe you should set a timer, and it just goes off. Ding!
Yeah,
okay.
What about a timer? Yeah. You could do a timer.
Yeah, that, you know what? That's a really good idea. There I only have to try that.
Or you could say, honey, I think somebody's at the door. You want to get that?
I like
or
the
I'm
timer
done.
As it goes tick, 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 tick.
I'm sure every girl wished they had my problem.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Melanie, we'll let you know if you win.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Denny?
I'll tell you what, she's got to win.
I think she already did win. she's already a winner.
30 minutes. 30
yeah,
minute winner.
Wow.
All right, we got more stuff.
She came in hot with that one, didn't she?
She did. Wow. She was ready to go. But I like how she told the story, you know.
She did. It was very nice.
It was very good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we have to break. But first, Denny Schaefer for Dr. Frankel, my dentist. Ever wonder why the dentist takes so many x-rays? Dental x-rays find problems, man, like tooth decay and damage to the bone supporting the teeth and dental injuries. Many times, dentists take x-rays to find the problems early before any symptoms may, you know, become a big problem. Dr. Frankel is my dentist, and he should be yours. In Toledo, it's 419-474-9611, 474-9611, and Maumee, 419-893-0221, 893-0221. And when he... pardon me.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll be so thankful when this cold's gone. And when you call Dr. Frankel, be sure to tell him, Denny the Hacker told you to call. Q105.